you know, any elections are very contentious, and these elections were special in that for the first time under the new constitution, we were voting for six positions. That's one of the president, the governor, members of Senate, House, and also county assembly. And therefore, we were doing quite a number of changes, including last parliament making changes to the laws and regulations to the last minute. And therefore, there were a lot of things that were done last minute. But we had expected that we would be able not only to do biometric voter registration, but also use the poll book to verify the people who come and vote and also transmit results. Now, the registration went down very fine. We had challenges as far as the poll books were concerned because they were procured last minute, and also the transmission of results. We were only able to transmit 40%. However, we were able to get all the results as required by law to be physically verified. And of course, because they were very closely contested elections, there are those who do not accept the results and therefore went to the Supreme Court, as provided by the Constitution. The Supreme Court made a ruling within 14 days and said, to a large extent, the elections were okay, except there were a few things that needed to be investigated, including how we did our procurement. And therefore, following the direction of the Supreme Court, there are people investigating how we procured the equipment. And therefore, we are cooperating with them. We are open. We are also doing our own internal evaluation and audit of what went right, what went wrong. So at this stage, we are aware we have both external, and I've also asked our partners, including the UNDP, to get an expert in IT, because largely it was an IT-related problem, to come and do a thorough investigation, to get somebody externally to come and assist us do an external evaluation in order for us to improve. You know, an election is a process, it's a cycle, and you need to prepare for elections 5 years in advance. And therefore, as a result of those both internal investigations, which I'm a member of that internal committee, I'm the chairman of the elections committee, and also the external investigation, will be able to sit down and be able to give a comprehensive report.
After all these reviews are done, will the commissioner sit down to plan about ensuring or some form of education to educate Kenyans, you know, so they can repose confidence in the commission's work in administering elections in the future?
But let us look at the areas of criticism. One of the areas was that we are not given enough voter education. But look at the turnout. The turnout was historical. We've never had, in fact, even in the continent, we've not had such a huge turnout, which was over 86% plus. In some areas, it actually was 95%. Look at the number of spoiled votes. They were really minimal. Taking into account that people had to cast their votes six times. It was for the first time that we were doing this. You know, so to a large extent, we as a commission are very satisfied with the way we organized, even though we also did admit that there were challenges. And therefore, we are sitting down to look at those challenges and how to overcome them. And we are saying we are open. We are welcoming anybody who is willing to come and also do an investigation. Because remember, the poll books were secured through UNDP. The biometric equipment was secured through the government. And the poll transmission, we had used a U.S. organization, very reputable, IFES, based in Washington, D.C., to help us with the result transmission. As I said, a lot of things depended very much on the changes in the law. And this was a very complicated election, and therefore there were supposed to be challenges. And we admitted to those challenges. And we're trying to improve so that when next time we have elections, we would be able to use the technology. I think we were very over-ambitious in terms of the various introductions of technological improvements, including biometric voter registration, transmission of the poll book. Remember, also, Ghana had a challenge in terms of the poll book, where the machines failed for one reason or another, so that some parts had to hold the elections the following day. But our law required that all the six elections be held on one day, and that the elections be held, you know, the six elections be held on the same day.
Some analysts are saying the IEBC will not be in a winning situation considering the election was disputed at the presidential level and the fact that the Supreme Court itself says that despite the challenges, the presidential vote holds.
How, remember that the six elections were being held on the same day, and the governors, the senators and all that are very happy in the House now. You know, so if things went wrong, they must have gone wrong for all those six elections. But some people are selective.
So what will be the IEBC's message to Kenyans as these processes go on, including cooperating with the anti-corruption agency and investigation and your own internal review? What is the message to Kenyans?
The message to Kenya is that we work above board. We are welcoming any investigation. We're also doing our own investigation. What we are saying is that there was no fishy business, except the technology at some point failed us. And in the procurement of the poll books, the UNDP was involved. Other international experts were involved. You know, the only problem is that we were doing everything at the last minute because of the changes in conditions and rules. And we have to learn. There were challenges and contradictions within the Constitution, the election law, the regulations that we need to sort out in a soberly manner.